Saches bo mit sie daf chof gimmel. Und so gibi vor und daf chof besa mit beis. More ask that since we pass in yish, let me das loy have yish, how could we go and eat the tamorim on the floor? The more says that people may kor am yayish, and more ask that if there's a field that's owned by yisoyim and their lav name mechilinin, who's how could we go and eat the fruit? And that the more says that we're not chushish for a field that belongs to yisoyim. Rashi says yisoyim ktanim she'ein hefker and hefker. Nochin the ass, it's Tzorchi and the Pshat and Rashi. Why does Rashi say she'ein hefker and hefker? Although Rashi the Shitosoi holds that Yish is mitam hefker as mashma, that's poka the bailis of the bailim right away, not like the Ktzais and Hesivis, that's only chal the heta adosi the shozoicha in the shurim of bekama the umayach the machloikis. Nochin asked, nevertheless, it's cholik be a soide. Yish and Hefker, Yish is a heter a toiro. However, Hefker, the Bailam is mafke midah, so it's Tzorchian. Why does Rashi explain the Ein Hefker in Hefker, but Tzorchian? And Tzorchian, further, that's Mashman al Gemara, that Gemara says, Yasmi lav bnei mechilanin. What does it mean, the lav bnei mechilanin? We're discussing Yish, so why does Gemara say, the lav bnei mechila? I in the Miri that says that Yish is mini mechilo. It's tzorchi and what's the beer advarim? I in Shimon Shkop the ass that's tzorchi and the losh and the gemara mechila, and he asked a number of other kashas on the ikigeder of the ma'ase Yish. He says kapshuto. He says it can't be that the Ged in Yish is when he has a mind that has lost his object and he gives up on the object, Memele Tzchal, the Heta Atoyer, because if that would be the case, it's like Kavono. You're having a mind that you're giving up hope on your object, and Memele Tzchal, the Heta Atoyer, so it's like Kavono. But also, Reb Shimon says that for Kavono, it helps the Dals of a Koton. So what's the understanding of that? That's Mavur. Now, a Sugi that Ketanim can't be Messiahish. And he asks further, that if the gather is that you're just having a mind to give up on the chifetz, and memeil tzchal deheta atoyo, it's like kavono for chalitzo, all the kavonos that doesn't pass to be oiku with the toys. So why is it that there's a tzad that yish betoyis is not chal yish? If it's only a kavono that you're having a mind for the maisi yish to give up on the chifetz and memeil tzchal deheta atoyo, then it should be chal even betoyis. And yes. Furthermore, according to Mavur and the Sugi before, they mentioned in the Afchav Aleph that Mavur, according to Madame Yish, the Midas Lay have Yish, the only Das, Bepoyal. And he says if the Geder is Kavono, like Kavono's Chalitz and other Kavono's, you always need for Kavono, Kavono Bepoyal. So if Shimon says, Akoruch, the beer in the Kavono of Yish, in the Das of Yish is that since the Chefetz is Ovud, he's Misratza, that others should be koin and be zeich in the chayfetz. He doesn't care the fact that others are zeich in the chayfetz. And that's the ikar maisi yish. That he's masking that others should be zeich in his chayfetz. That is the chayfetz of the maisi yish. And since you need on ichusa that others should be zeich, that's the understanding of that the Gemara says, yasmi lav bnei mechilan in hu, because the chayfetz of the maisi yish is not a yish ba'al mo, rather you're moichol and you're okay with that the friend is being zeich in the chayfetz. And he says, according to that, mavur hativ, that yasmi, the lav nei mechila, can't make the maisi yish because he need a shatzos, and that's specifically someone that bedas makes a decision that he's masking for others to take it. However, bektanim, they can't make the maisi yish. And since the maisi yish is a specific das, the others should be zeich, passes on that a toys, but ayin shom. Moving further on, the Gemara says, eim avirin ala ichlin. I know orders from Abu Yashiv that ask, what's the understanding of that nowadays people are not so nizer in not being ma'avel oichlin? He says that the limud zchus is that nowadays no one will eat a piece of bread that fell on the floor outside. So therefore, since it's not fit for anyone to eat it because people are mocked, because It's not clean, and because of germs. So therefore, it's not fit for anybody at all. And b'chaygav, that doesn't have the chaymer of eim avir on the oichl, which is specifically on a oichl that's fit for people to eat. And the sefer Cheshuki Chemed from Zilberstein Shlita, that brings that one time he was walking with his shver, Rebbe Yashiv, and he saw a piece of bread on the floor, and he picked it up, and Rebbe Yashiv told him that nowadays you don't have to be makpid to pick up bread, and some of what Rebbe Yashiv held, and not only to limud schos, but he held the mice, you don't have to go pick it up because of the svara that since the bread is not fit and no one will eat the bread once it falls on the floor, there's no choyim of im avir on the oichlin. And I Rebbe Yashiv, the ass that shref in the moro, and even of samachdal, that's mashmad, even on bread that's not fit to be eaten, nevertheless has the choyim of im avir on the oichlin by bread of a goy. Ayin Shom, what he answers, and Ayin Dibis Moshe, that says that why is it that the poiskim don't bring down the salach of only Magaravram brings it down and explains that's mavur, that's nam ikadidina chivt, not to be mavel oichlin, and therefore the poiskim didn't bring down this halacha lemaisa of ayin shom. Moving from the Andigmar says, klolo daveda, he says, vayla lechasar and kiss, it's considered a yish. Ayin the sefer kontrisi shiurim from a goyin of gusman zuchan levracha, that asks, that surchi and a diak in the Gemara, why does Gemara say, klolo daveda so? It's not a klal naveda, we're discussing when it's considered yish. So the Gemara should say klal the yish. Why doesn't Gemara say klal the veda? So if Gusman proves from this Gemara and from many other rayas a tremendous yisoid in the gedda, the heta of yish, that's not the pshat that with the das of yish it's chal a heta a teiro, rather the gedda in yish is that once the bailam is messiahish and on an aveda, it's considered that this aveda is overed entirely from the bailam, and since it's over, therefore there's a heter for others to take it. It's not the pshat that the yish itself is matter, rather the yish is like a shir and a darga in the chashivas of the aveda, and it's indeed in the aveda itself that's mutar l'chaladam. And that's the pshat in the Gemara, the klolos of the aveda. And Gusman says that according to this mvur, hate of that is mvur in the poiskim that yish b'shus is loy mahani. What's the understanding? And the beer is canal because the whole chalois heter of yish is aloch in aveda. And according to this, he explains that since mvur in Rashi and Yerushalmi, they learn out yish from the aloch of zutir shalyam and tzorchi and godol. The aloch of zutir shalyam of vudim menem kolodom is a different aloch. It's aloch mesuyim. Avud menem kolodom. So how can you learn out yish from avud menem kolodom? And the Gusman says that the beer is according to this yisoy that the het of yish is a level in the avedos. So you're learning out the same way bezutis shalyam. It's avud menem kolodom. It's chal a heter because of the level of avedos. So too yish that the Bailam lost hope in finding the avedo. Such a level of an aveda is mutter and similar to the heter of zuta shalyam. And according to this, he explains that's mavur, that doesn't pass to be chizer on yish, since the chalis yish is by the fact that the chifetz is ovud. If it's ovud, it doesn't pass that yish be chizer on yish bechlal and nishurim. But become daf kufte zayin, the ribur machlekes ktsis and chuma sakri, if you could be chizer on yish or not. If you learn that yish is hefker, so since the chifetz is hefker, you don't own it, the chor it's posh that you can't be chizer, I nishurim, and but become more. However, if you learn ad osi the shozoicha, it's mashman the machlekes ktsis and chuma sakri, according to explain the Shuma and Baba Kama, is if the heter is a geroin and the ikir bailis, or it's only a heter for the moitzah to be zeicha. So if it's only a heter, then you could be zeicha. However, if it's a geroin and ikir bailis, you can't be zeicha. However, if Gusman explains that according to this yisoid, that yush is not a chalais heter that's chal through the yish, man, that's a darg in the Veda, so therefore it's poshet, you can't be choyzer, since the chayfetz is over, you can't be choyzer b'chlal. And he says that in the Sivis holds, you could be choyzer, is specifically in a situation when the chayfetz is not any more over from the Bible, then you could be choyzer for ayin shom.